This is the World Challenge Devotion for Tuesday, May 24th. The Lord is Our Peace by David Wilkerson. Knowing and believing in God's character as revealed through His names provides great protection against enemy attack. God declared to Israel through His prophet, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Hosea 4, verse 6. The implication here is powerful. God is telling us that having an intimate knowledge of His nature and character, as revealed through His names, is a powerful shield against Satan's lies. This brings us to another of our Lord's names, Jehovah Shalom. We find this name mentioned in the book of Judges. Here the Lord revealed Himself to Gideon in the form of an angel. See Judges 6, verses 22 through 24. What does this name, Jehovah Shalom, mean exactly? As a noun, the Hebrew word shalom means completeness, health, welfare. As a verb, shalom means to be completed or to make peace. It implies being whole and in harmony with God and man, having wholesome relationships. It also indicates a state of being at ease, having peace inwardly and outwardly, both spiritually and emotionally. In short, shalom signifies wholeness in a life or work. Once more, I'm driven to ask, what does this particular name of God have to do with me and with the church today? Shalom cannot be earned. We'll never receive the Lord's shalom until we realize this is serious business. This is God Almighty I'm dealing with, creator and sustainer of the universe. How can I continue taking Him for granted? Why do I still test His grace, living with this lust, as if He is deaf and blind to my secret acts? Do you tremble at God's word? Are you ready to obey everything it says? If so, you'll receive the revelation of Jehovah Shalom. He'll come to you personally as the Lord of your peace, filling your spirit with supernatural strength against every enemy. This is what Christ was offering to His disciples when He said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16, verse 33. You can't earn this kind of peace. It's purely a gift from God that comes to the ready hearts of His servants. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.